Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, my goodness. Here we are. Big shout out to Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. Our radio audience and the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
Every day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're so honored to be there with our sponsors and our partners in your living room every single weekday. And so make sure you catch us there. If you don't catch us on the radio, we're going to be in your living room talking to you, hopefully giving you a light perspective.
I think it's very, you know, things are processing here, and you know, I'm just talking openly about it. But remember, the Boston Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
The Boston Tea Party. There was a there's a place where people put their foot down in Boston and made a statement to Great Britain about what was going on. And then you think about somebody is trying to make a statement, but then I find out that somebody mails a, according to reportedly by the news, by CNN, Fox News, that a senator from Mississippi receives an envelope with, is it called, not, it's called, it's not resin, it's
ricin, I think.
Ricin, which I, you know, what does that really mean?
It's supposed to be worse than anthrax.
Yeah, that's what, that's, what? And it's like a Republican senator receives that. And so you're thinking, you know, and the things, if you go back and go to the VFN torch, go to VFNTV.com, you, that, tell everybody to make that bigger, make the torch bigger. Like it's something that they can see when they get, instead of being small on the side, they really see the torch. You got to go to the torch and read the prophetic or listen to the prophetic words, because, you know, this thing that keeps pushing and pushing in America, it's going to morph at some point if we don't humble ourselves. And the people that are playing around with it, kind of having fun with it, because you're living in the blessing, so you can act a fool when you're in the blessing. But all of a sudden, when you're not in daddy's house anymore or mama's house, and you're not getting a check from whoever, and you got to go out and make it happen, you don't have time to do that kind of stuff. You have to grow up and put away childish things and just begin.
Mm-hmm.
And begin life. And God's shown us that this thing's going to morph. If we don't humble ourselves, this is going to morph. And but understand that simultaneously, there's hope. There's hope because God, what we want to share with you is God's news behind the news. Not you're seeing all that. And don't be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified. Just turn to God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, deal with a sin you haven't been dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And there's somebody listening right here today that you've been holding unforgiveness towards somebody. And the unforgiveness is holding you in sickness. And if you'll let them go, that sickness will have to let you go.
That's right.
So I just declare that over you right now. And I just say in Jesus' name, let it go and be healed in Jesus' name. That in the context of that is there's hope because God, if you, first of all, God is God. God's holding everything together. If he, if and people say, well, you know, if God did that, he would be a mean God or something of that nature. And you have to understand, if he wanted to destroy us, he could destroy us. He could just stop giving us air. So it's obviously not about that. It's discipline. Mm-hmm. It's hardship. It's us going through difficult times. So we'll just humble ourselves, you know, deal with our sin, go to the cross, acknowledge his awesomeness and his goodness, that he's the one that's been providing for us and keeping us and blessing us and giving us the very air that we breathe. He chose the very same address that we would live in, the very time and season we would live for one specific reason. No, America, not so you can have a whole bunch of stuff and things and all your money and, you know, 80% of the storage buildings in the world and so much stuff. It was so to see if you would seek him, though he's not far from you. That you would reach out and touch him, though he's not far from you. It's all about that. Think about it. When it's all over, and listen, if what's about to happen is going to happen based on what God has shown us in dreams and visions, that there's going to be a massive loss of life in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The shifting taking place. And when America gets a cold, you know, when America sneezes, a lot of third world nations get a cold because a lot of the purchasing and things that take place and jobs and food and all that kind of stuff comes out of America and goes to these different areas. And it's like the whole world will just suddenly, you know, be in a tough situation. And and the it's you just need to really
be aware of the times.
Yeah,
stay humble, stay alert, you know, stay abiding.
Just get rid of the arrogance. You know, people predicting tomorrow, it's just the arrogance instead of just saying, I'll go 2 inches and I'll stop, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just humbling ourselves, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And know this, that who's going to tell them? Who will I send?
Hmm.
Who's going to tell them? Who's going to tell them that I love them, that I have a plan for their life? Who's going to tell them that they have sinned and that they've fallen short, but I'll forgive them if they'll turn back to me?
Hmm. Yeah.
Who's going to tell them that there's going to be a financial collapse and all the paper money is going to go and digital economy will come out and you will actually be controlled like the people who control the data today? Think about it. It's data money.
Right.
I mean, what does that really mean? You know, the data coin, the Bitcoin, all the different stuff that we talked about. Mm-hmm. I mean, who's going to tell them that you're in captivity? You know, you can be in religious captivity. You can be in religious captivity and that you need to be free from that to be able to follow God, that you answer alone before God, all by yourself. No witnesses, no suspects. Who's going to tell you that God's going to hold you accountable for your sin? That's why we go to Jesus. That's why it's good news. We go to him and say, I've sinned. I've fallen short.
Right.
God, forgive me. Nobody can point any fingers at anybody. All we can do is point you to the cross and say, listen, that's the hope. And even if loss of life was to happen, I mean, think about it. If we were standing on the sidewalks of the Boston Marathon and that was our last moment, and that was your last moment, because they didn't know. They didn't know.
They didn't know.
Who would have ever known in such a beautiful day and such a great event and so much family fun that would be the moment that we'd be standing before the throne of God? Who would have known that? And right now, I'm telling you, you don't know tomorrow.
Mm.
You don't know tomorrow. You don't know the next moment. You know, I was riding down the road in my truck, and I'm about to take a turn, and all of a sudden, I get T-boned in the side of my truck. Just suddenly, bam, you know? And, but that could have been it. You know, that was, a year ago or so? And, but it was just instant. It's just instant. I think about David Wilkerson when he's riding down in the highways in Houston. I mean, that's where he literally got hit so hard that I believe his spirit came out, his body went straight to heaven.
Wow.
But that was his last moment, which is God's, I'm telling you, God had mercy on him, took him on home, because he told for years, you know, and people didn't even pay attention and made fun of him that this was going to be happening. And here it is. It's happening and it's going to happen.
Mm.
And so if what we're sharing with you today puts fear in you, I pray it's the fear of God.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because I want you to make it. God wants you to make it. You just don't know tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been real easy to this point. It's been easy because we're in a blessed, blessed land. But God is about to move his hand. If we don't, what you're going to hear in a moment is a word from a prophetic word that lines up with the words even we're hearing and the dreams and the visions that we're hearing from Rick Joyner about if America doesn't turn, then it will burn.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I just want to encourage you, as you're hearing this word, I want to encourage you that he's just warning. It's like sort of like a parent going, and it is a father, saying, oh, I really love you so much. I sure don't want to have to do this.
Mm.
I sure don't want to have to allow this difficulty to come upon you. I sure don't want to withdraw my blessing from you. You have to understand a father's love, because you know the longer you're a father, you understand those things, you know, more and more and more. Somebody says, well, why do you actually? And it's like, because you love them, you know, you just love them and you want it to work out and you got all these different things. And we being evil know how to get good gifts. Imagine God's heart, and he's not wanting the hardships to come. But listen, just like you're about to hear, as Rick Joyner is saying, and John's going to be reading, is that the church is not listening. They're having carnivals. They're having carnivals and preaching the gospel of grace. Why fire is at the door. Why destruction's at the door. Why our very neighbors are getting blown up on a simple day at the marathon. John, talk to us.
Wow, this is a prophetic word that just came from Rick Joyner, and they puts out these prophetic bulletins, and the word, the title of this prophetic word is called ineptocracy.
Okay.
I guess it's the combination of two words, inept democracy. And this is what Rick Joyner says. We think in words. For this reason, words have been the most powerful social force on earth, changing nations, forming cultures, and dismantling them. Dictionaries help to establish a definition of words, and a friend sent me this one that had recently been added to one of America's foremost word authorities.
Say that word again.
Ineptocracy.
Okay, ineptocracy, okay.
Inept and ocracy.
Which ocracy would be government, and inept is inability.
Inability, correct. Okay. But this is how that word is defined: a system of government where the least capable to lead are elected by the least capable of producing. And where
give us a pause to think. Make the statement again. In other words, you have the least likely to lead elected by the least likely
capable of producing.
Capable of producing. It's like, that's a bad combination.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's like the blind leading the blind, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's being said prophetically is our government, our choices that we've elected as government is just in the baddest condition as we are.
Yeah.
And neither one of us can help each other if you're not with God. Okay.
Definition continues and it says, and where the members of society least likely to sustain themselves or succeed are rewarded with goods and services paid for by the confiscated wealth of a diminishing number of producers.
Oh my goodness. So there's actually more people pulling from the source than people that are providing for the source.
Exactly. In fact, this is what he says.
What?
Could what has been happening in America been said any better? As one popular social comedian recently observed, we now have more people riding on the wagon than we have pulling the wagon.
Oh my, that's exactly it. Is that hilarious?
Isn't that, wow. Isn't that it?
You got a million people on the wagon and one guy out front going, I'm trying. I can only make so much money. I can't. How do I do this?
Yeah.
That is so true. That's America. Okay.
It's America.
This is you're listening to a prophetic word fresh from the prophetic journal of Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries. And John is reading that word as we speak.
He says, very true. And each day, many more are getting in the wagon than are helping to pull it. It is a tribute to those who are still pulling that our economy is moving at all. But at this trend, if this trend continues, there is a point at which there will not be enough to keep the wagon moving. We are already at the place where any little hill or obstacle can stop it.
Okay, hold on a minute. This is what God's speaking to my spirit. I mean, he just stopped me dead in my tracks. And he says, it's so fragile right now. It is so fragile right now that you're like walking on eggs at any moment. I mean, like you and I, John, I were talking. We were talking yesterday. Imagine a plank. A plank is what you had to walk a plank. You know, the pirate would make you walk the plank and you go off into the end. And imagine the plank is mercy. And you're blindfolded. And you've been walking and walking and walking, but you know that plank is going to end at some point. You're like, is my next step going to be off of mercy?
Wow.
Isn't that a good way to describe what we're feeling in our spirit?
It's a great way. It's a great analogy. Any moment.
Yeah. And this is true, though, is like, but this has so far been like a real long plank. It's kind of odd that it's even this long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you're already like, this is way past, the plank should have been over by now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that right? And you feel that way?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then everything's converging at one point, and it's like, at any moment, we're living on borrowed mercy. I mean, how much mercy?
He's so good.
It reminds me of Genesis, where God says, God's spirit will not always contend with man.
Right.
It's an arrogant people that just throws off the mercies of God. We talked about on VFN Radio about appropriating the mercies of God. God gives us mercy, but so that we can respond to that mercy and not ignore that mercy. You tell a child, listen, your punishment is X, Y, Z for not cleaning your room. If you give your child mercy, you want them to take that mercy and say, okay, Dad, Mom, I'm gonna appropriate this in my life. I'm going to receive this so that I don't get the consequences later. America takes the mercies and just throws it right back at God.
You think about this, and we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come right back and continue this conversation, this prophetic word being shared, fresh word from the prophetic journal of Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, is that the poorest people in America. I'm talking about, find the poorest. Where are they? They're richer than 80% of the world's population. We rephrase that. Look at the least blessed in America.
That's right.
And they're more blessed by God than 80% of the world. You don't think we're going to have some, you know, much is given, much is expected responsibilities
That's right.
here? We have 80% of the storage buildings in the world in America, which means we've been blessed with a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is we got it coming out our nose like quail out of Egypt.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are adults allowed to speak at a school event concerning religion? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My question is, do I, as a pastor or an adult, if I'm invited by a student to speak, if they ask me to, at the school ground?
You probably would if the school allows on-campus visitors that are not parents or guardians. That's going to be the question. And then, if it's before the beginning of the school day, it really should not be a problem to participate in the event that way. However, it does need to be overall. The event should be student-led and student-initiated. That is the test that the Supreme Court consistently utilizes on these issues, and that's what I would encourage you to be looking at. And also, let the school know you're coming. That's critically important here.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
So many people, when they ask God for something, the first bump in the road they come to, the first somebody goes, no, I'm not going to get up, or no, you're not going to get the raise, or no, you're not going to get the job, no, you're not going to, I mean, whatever it is, you know, they go, oh my goodness. Yeah. And they just take no for an answer. They take a pause for an answer. They begin to start saying, well, and immediately the devil's right in there, man. The devil comes in and says, starts talking to you, going, yeah, you're no good anyway, and God didn't want to give that to you anyway. He gave it to somebody else, but he's not going to give it. I mean, you just have this whole dialogue with the devil, and you just ask him once. But Jesus is saying, listen, I want you to have shameless audacity when you're talking to me. If I told you this is what I'm going to do, if I said wait for the promise, I want you to have that shameless audacity to say, I want everything you got for me. But Jesus just told us it's not some automatic response to in your life. Sometimes you got to have this tenacity to ask. Sometimes you ask and it's just done, and sometimes you ask and it may take 10 years for something to break loose in your life. It may take your entire life for a release of something. But we have to understand, he's not a man that he will lie, or the son of man that he would change his mind. You know, he doesn't speak and not act and promise and not fulfill. We got to have that tenacity. We're not offending God when we come with this intensity to him and ask him to do what he said. We offend him when we walk away with the first knock, with the first ask, with the first seek, because we don't get some response that we think we deserve.
You've just been listening to A Moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Talking about a prophetic word that comes out of the prophetic journals fresh from Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, which, by the way, since day one, that our spirits have just been in harmony with what God's saying. So we're hearing in harmony.
Yeah.
And what you want to hear, if you're the only one hearing what you're hearing, you need to be concerned, because you're not the only one. But if you hear those who are here from God, you're hearing the same thing, then you can kind of, you know, keeps you from going too far to the left or too far to the right. But listen, real is real.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we're picking up here, John, with the
prophetic word. And in fact, many things that have been shared in this word, you have heard us actually share here on VFN Radio. So it's just amazing how God is speaking. Like Greg is saying, we're picking up here on this prophetic word from Rick Joyner, and he starts saying, in my last bulletin, I raised the question about if democracy in America had failed. It has. It did not have to, and it may yet be recovered. But at this time, it is broken, and our federal government is bankrupt by any viable standard. One would think everyone would be declaring this, telling the emperor the very obvious fact that he doesn't have any clothes on. But there's an amazing veil of delusion covering him up. I mean, we have seen this delusion where we're $16 trillion in debt and growing every single day. You keep spending and spending and spending where there is no money, and no one is sounding an alarm. Very few words, very few people are saying, we got to stop this. This is lunacy. Meanwhile, you're seeing good being called evil and evil being called good.
Yes. And those who stand for righteousness or stand for what God would say, they're called the problem.
Yeah, they're being persecuted.
Right.
He goes on to say, our government has failed because we did the very things the founding fathers said the republic could not survive doing. They were right. We could limp along for a while, yet, but economic physics confirmed that the party will soon be over. So what do we do? First, we build our lives on the kingdom that can never fail. My goodness, the kingdom of God. We've shared that over and over again where kingdoms come, kingdoms will go, but the kingdom of God will remain forever. Mm-hmm. And he continues to say that we do this by obeying the principles of the coming kingdom. These principles have been well proven every time to work and not fail.
Kingdom of God.
The kingdom
of God.
Correct. So he says, you know, what are
they? By the way, which we're supposed to seek first. Jesus right. said, seek first the kingdom of God in Matthew 6, 33.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's taught, by the way, just because everybody, you know, most remember, 81% of the church, according to George Barna, not reading the word, so you need to be able
Absolutely.
To say, kingdom, are we talking about the Arab Emirates kingdom? We're talking about, you know, we're talking about the kingdom of God.
Right.
Okay. That's right.
Which is the king's domain in our life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Giving him dominion of our life. King dominion, kingdom. It's not a place that you go. It's a revelation that you enter into.
Amen. So he talks about these principles and says, what are they and how can we implement them now? He says, these are the most important questions we can be asking at this time. He says, the principles of the kingdom are simple and we will address the important basics of the kingdom in the coming bulletin, but you don't have to wait for that. You have the same source we do, and we can be and should be living in the kingdom right now, the kingdom of God, a kingdom that can never be shaken. And when the whole world falls apart, those who have built their lives on the kingdom will not fall apart, but stand as great lights to the whole world, just as we were promised in such places as Hebrews 12, Daniel 2, and Isaiah 6. And if you've been listening to VFN Radio, you know you have, we've been sharing about the kingdom of God. And that's the only kingdom that's going to make it towards the end. It's the only kingdom. The next part of this prophetic word, Rick begins to share about preparing for collapse.
This is so important because there just comes a point in time when, you know, okay, I've given you, I don't know, I would say since the 1960s to turn back to me.
Yeah.
And there's been wins and opportunities to do that, but you didn't. You didn't fully turn back. You still went away after I rained down manna, after I had the latter rain movement, after I poured out refreshing, after I did all these different things, you still went back to your old ways. I mean, nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's around the 60s. It just began, and it hasn't stopped. The 60s are not our problem. We're just connected. All that's connected.
Yeah.
You know?
So he says, preparing for the collapse, some will interpret what I'm saying that I believe the American Republic is doomed, but that is not the case. Though a collapse of currency and likely our government is becoming inevitable, we could yet turn back before going over the precipice.
Okay, hold on a minute. Now, this is important because what the vision the Lord gave me was, it was just an actual vision. This is a vision. And this is not, I'm not given to a lot of different visions, but I remember
mm-hmm.
the vision. And as a matter of fact, the other day, I was resting, and I had this sudden vision. This is a different one, not the money one. And all of a sudden, this big gunshot, bam! And I was just there, and I'm looking around to see if what was hit. And then I looked around to see if I was hit. You know, coming from law enforcement, it was like so loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't hit. But there was an explosion that took place in my spirit. And I can tell you exactly when it was. That and then you're looking what's taking place right now and the explosion that just took place in Boston.
Oh, wow, that's right.
And it just jumped me out of it. Was such a, just when you have a vision, what happens, it's like you're really doing it. You know, it's like you're, just so everybody's listening out there, it's like you're really, you know, it's happening.
You're in it.
You're in it. So you're, it's not like a movie. You're actually doing it. Well, that's how it was for me. And then it was on April the 10th, that there was just this explosion, this like this shot fire type thing, which would be like gunpowder, going off. And I wrote it on my journal. I'm looking at my journal now when I saw that. And there.
You talking about this?
What?
No, I didn't want to trust you. You're talking about this other vision.
Right. Yeah, it was. Yeah, but the. And then I'm just saying that God speaks to us. God will speak to you if you'll abide with him. Go to iabide.org and begin to abide with him now. But listen, that just came to me all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
That also what he's showing me, okay, that came to pass, right? I just told you about the explosion, then that happened, was all the paper money on the face of the earth. Now imagine having this powerful vacuum cleaner and loose papers everywhere, and you're sucking it out of all the crevices and cracks, and so it's just flapping around. Well, that was the paper money. The paper money was just being sucked up into heaven. It looked like a pyramid, because it wasn't a pyramid, but it looked like shaped like a pyramid because the vacuum was in the middle, and it looked like it was all going to be sucked up. And you could literally hear it flapping, flap, 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 flap. And then all of a sudden, it just burned. It just turned into a big mountain of fire.
Mm.
And so, and then the Lord began to impress on me that the paper money is going to go, but they're going to issue a digital currency. And of course, what we just talked about on.
Right.
And this happened some time back when I talked about it, and you can see it at the torch. Go to vfntv.com and click on prophecies, and we're going to update that really soon where you can get to them in a hurry. But the now they have the Bitcoin, BITCOIN, and it is the talk of the world now, and it is a currency that has no place because it's a digital money. Mm-hmm. It's a digital money, and it's a world economy, and they're trying to figure out how to push everything into that right now. Well, listen. They want to take America down, and the only hope for America is what Rick Joyner's saying here, and what we've been saying, and what John is saying, is the church. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven, and he'll stop this thing.
All right.
Mm-hmm. He'll just stop it. It don't have to make sense. The dots don't have to connect. He'll just stop it. But if we don't, if we don't turn, America's going to burn, is what he's saying. Okay.
Yeah. And so, and
I said that, by the way, I said that because I'm sorry about interrupting you there, but I said that because he's talking about the economic, that the economy is going to crash.
Right. Right.
And no money, no government. Government's only there because we paid the money.
That's right. Well, look what's happening in Detroit.
Yeah, exactly.
Money's gone. Everyone's leaving.
Yeah. And you can find out about, make sure you link that to this particular, or have that link to this thing. But 50% are unemployed. It's crashing. It looks like a war zone in Detroit, Michigan, because the money stopped. The money stopped. And that's what America is going to look like. If we don't turn.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
We are so excited about being able to encourage you, to be able to encourage you here on your journey. Think about it. Keeping the conversation light. That's what he commanded us. And that's one of the original words the Lord spoke over us is that, and he speaks over all of us, but in regards to why are we doing what we're doing, he says, because he said, go be the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that in this dark world, that it's dark. And so if we're light, if you're talking about the word of God and the ways of God, I mean, it may be rough at first because there's a lot of darkness.
Right.
But you're actually bringing light into that area.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think of, you know, Rick Joyner and the vision about that sword. And when you're waving the truth around the air, it just changes the atmosphere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you want to change your atmosphere, I want to encourage you, begin to listen. It's 24/7, 24/7 to VFN Radio. Go to vfntv.com and find out all the ways that you can get us. You can watch us on Christian Television Network around the nation and around the world. But listen, you need in your workplace and your home. Just let it play and just let the light come in there. I mean, why have all that prognostication and darkness constantly coming your way? Did you know that China
China John is praying in reports. I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talked to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
What do we have? Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now. And the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. America's only, the entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So he continues to say, he says, however, if you do not change your direction, you will end up where you are headed. And that is where we are headed. We should not give up on the possibility of being spared this tragedy, but at present we're not changing our direction and we're speeding up as we get closer to the cliff.
It makes me think of the prophetic word that was given with the headlines with God TV.
Oh.
Anyway, his name will come up in a moment.
John Paul Jackson.
John Paul Jackson. Headline. He says, you're going to get what you want, but you're not going to like what you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the headline, right?
Yeah.
You're going to get what you want, but you're not going to like what you get. And that's what he's saying. If you keep going the direction that you're going, you're going to end up what he's talking about. But which means this, if my people, which means imagine the destiny that God puts in each of our hands to be willing to repent at any moment.
Yeah. Yeah. He says only the most blind or foolish are not earnestly preparing for the crash. This is something we've been talking about for, yeah. I mean, as long as,
right.
I can't even remember how long. It was several years.
Even prophesied right before the storm was going to come to the political, to the, what do you call that government again? The
ineptocracy.
Yeah, I actually talked to the ineptocracy and prophesied to them, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it came that fall.
Yep.
It came that fall. Now we're telling you this is a lot of things, other things come, but you're looking at the end of this thing as we know it, right? That's what God said.
Right.
As we know it, within 6 minutes, the economy just falls. Bam.
You got show me. Over.
Yeah. You can scream and beat and take a sledgehammer or stick your little ATM card in that machine all you want to.
Yeah, ain't not coming out.
Ain't not going to come out. And if whatever it does, you can't do nothing with it anyway, like the Weimar Republic, like we talked
about.
Well,
ask Cyprus. I mean, we only have a look at the Weimar Republic. Just a few weeks ago, Cyprus, they were trying to pull out their money, and they had a bank holiday. And then when they reopened the banks 2 weeks later, they only allowed them to withdraw.
They allowed them.
And $30, yeah, of their own money.
These are millionaires. They $130, yeah. And they said we decided we're going to take 50% of your money, 80% sometime. But this is interesting. What EU said, the European Union, they said this is a great model. No, actually, is the IMF.
Or, IMF.
They said this is a great model for every nation.
Wow.
Just take, you know, you don't need that much anyway. All you need is this much, and they just take everybody's money, which, by the way, is your employer's money, which means you're not going to get paid tomorrow. You'd like it today. You say, that's a cool idea.
That's right.
You're going to say, that's a cool idea. Yeah, take all of Xerox's money or all of Apple's money or whatever. And they've already been preparing for this. They've already went overseas. And
these
companies. Either way, even one of the founders went over to Singapore and gave up his citizenship because they've been watching what's going on.
Facebook.
I lost my thought with that, so we'll go on.
Well, it's just the economy. You were saying this. If we keep asking the people to give up their money and they take, it's a great idea. It's your paycheck.
Well, it's so paycheck. Imagine say you work with Walmart. Academy Sports and Outdoors at Walmart, and you think that's right. This big company, and by the way, the company's owned by your neighbor called Stocks, and that's how they're actually getting their grass cut because you're shopping at Walmart. You are actually it's a currency. Both you guys are. Anyway, so you take all that money and they give it, they just suck it up and burn it, basically. They're not going to give it to you. But understand, when you go back to work the next week and you won't because they're going to tell you we can't pay you, then not only are you going to be out of a job, but your neighbor is going to be out of a house because they just their stocks quit paying. It all crashes. It was in front of the stock. This is what God told us. And go ahead and share what God said specifically. And just speak it as it is. You know, what God said about the stock market again.
Well, this is the dream the Lord gave me. He spoke clear as day. I was going to my place of employment at the time, and I was walking towards my desk when I noticed that everybody was gathered around the television screen, all the coworkers. It's a large gathering. So, I immediately stopped and wanted to see what was going on. And it was a breaking news moment, and oftentimes I describe this as important to describe it now because breaking news today is different than what it was like before and definitely what like God showed me. Breaking news today is they tell you 15 minutes what's the breaking news before they actually tell you what is breaking news. Back in this dream, prophetic dream, it was breaking news. It was like live happening at the moment. It was disjointed. You could see a reporter that was standing on the New York Stock Exchange floor, and what was very interesting,
which represents every business in America practically, because they're owned by your neighbor who bought stocks for that company.
Absolutely, and
everybody's retirements there, all that, it's the money,
everything. It's the world economy. I mean, not just America, it's the world's economy. And all these companies around the world trading, and all the stockbrokers on the floor, they had their blue coats. They were all standing around the reporter. All trading had stopped. Trading doesn't stop normally unless like 3 days out the year, Christmas, New Year's Day, and another holiday, unless there's some sort of major thing that happened. And so they were all standing there, and he says, I'm about to share something with you, but we don't want you to panic. I'm about to share something. As soon as he said those words, I knew in the dream, because of everything the Lord had already had told us, this was that. This is it.
This is exactly what Rick's talking about. It's what John Paul Jackson talked about, and it's what God showed us was going to happen. Yeah. And now he's showing you what he showed you in a dream, showing you how it's going to happen.
So I didn't even wait at that moment to hear it because I already knew it. So I went to my desk to gather my things to leave because I knew everyone was going to just go nuts once they heard this word. As I'm exiting now, coming back from gathering my things, I'm about to walk out of the place of employment, and he's about to talk again. So I stop, and he says, we don't want you to panic, but we want you to know that the world's going to be over as you know it in 6 minutes.
And it's so important because we're not saying, and we're not saying that God's saying the world's over. It's not it.
No.
The world as you know it.
As you know it.
As you know it. And the economy falls, believe me, as you know it, it'll be totally different overnight, like Detroit.
Exactly. You don't have to look far. This is the thing. There's so much prophetic fulfillment today.
Right.
You don't have to look far. Okay. Right. And as soon as he said that, chaos broke loose. People were panicking and grief. And I'm standing up on a chair saying, go to the VFN torch. Go to the VFN torch. The Lord showed us this. It's all documented. This is how you need to prepare and turn your hearts back to God. And that's what we've been doing every day on VFN radio. We've been preparing. We've been sharing and warning so that we can turn our hearts, so that the world and the church can turn our hearts back to God. But we have a choice. You know, we can choose God, or we can continue to be on the path that we have been on.
Right.
And so we're gonna
pick this back up in just a moment after this break. But realize you can go to the VFN torch. And that's what you begin to say when this dream is God showing to you. You sent people to the torch. You sent them to what we call the VFN torch, and you were saying, go there now. Listen, we're telling you to go there, and on the menu at the top, it has prophecies. Click on that and just take your time and just read and pray and say, God revealed to me, you know, how am I supposed to respond?
Yeah.
And you can, prudent preparation on VFN TV. You can watch prudent preparation. Prepare. As you know, this is what Proverbs says. A prudent man sees danger and prepares, but a fool continues on and suffers for it.
Right. He continues to say, and we'll recap a little bit, if the crash happens, we're talking about financial crash, if the crash happens.
Which he says is inevitable if we don't change what we're doing.
Right. There is still a possibility of recovery. There will also be a real possibility of chaos and tyranny like America has never known. This could be permanent, or it could just be for a time until there is a recovery of order.
Which would be like a reboot. Everything reboots right. with a new type of currency, a new type of order. And by the way, martial law is not a negative thing when it's when people are going wild. It's actually, it's just like a father and a mother that says, I don't care. Hush.
Knock it off.
Everybody go to your room.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen with, if that kind of thing happens, then you'll see, you know, martial law. President Washington used martial law. So don't say, mm-hmm. you know, if our president feels a need to have to use martial law to keep Americans alive
yeah.
and deal with the people who are doing things on the streets they shouldn't do, don't be speaking against, pray for our president.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt.
And I believe he's God's set man. You know, you need to pray for even Saul, even David knew not to lay his hands on Saul. Realize that, mm-hmm. you know, if you've been given a duty and you got to do it, you know, you got to do what God's called you to do.
That's right.
All right.
Then if we have learned the lessons and have returned to the Lord to seek his grace, we could end up better and stronger than ever.
So you're saying if we learn lessons.
That's right.
From the hardship, God's treating right. you as a son. He talks about in Hebrews, I believe, chapter 13, maybe, that he says, consider hardship as discipline. God's treating you as a son. He's working holiness into your life.
Mm.
You know, without holiness, you can't see God. So if we learn from this difficult time you're talking about, that you're reading about, and that God's showing us about, and Rick's seeing as well, then that's what you're saying, because quite often as Americans, we just think, oh, good, it's not going to happen then. That's not what he's saying. He's saying if we learn from the turmoil, right?
Yeah, if, which reminds me of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who right. are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Think about it. How many parents looked at their child and go, if you just would have listened to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But so listen. Proverbs says.
Yeah. And then that's exactly Proverbs chapter 1. Read it, by the way. God wants to share his secrets with you. But if we don't listen to him, he says that disaster will come and I will laugh.
Yeah. If you would listen. Yeah,
but if you do listen, you can. He'll protect you no matter what's going to come.
Yeah. Yeah. So at this writing, this is Rick speaking. At this writing, there does not seem to be leadership on the horizon that can turn us back from this pending catastrophe. But one could be raised up in a day. Even more than leadership, there is something even more fundamental to restoring the republic if we're going to remain a republic and not fall to the tyranny we're headed for.
That's important. So what he's saying, which is the average Joe could even observe, the fact is there ain't nobody right now able to do this thing, you know.
That's
but,
right.
And this is how God does things. God could all of a sudden just raise up a George Washington or a John G. Lake or, whatever to say. And all of a sudden God touches that particular person in the favor, in the way technology is, that instantly everybody can see and know, instantly. Go, we'll follow this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he can shift. And I'm thinking too about Chuck Pierce's word that God's been trying to shift the church, and its leadership won't shift to his form of leadership. And that's what the government, the American government and governments around the world are stuck, because the church is stuck.
Yep.
And very well, I think I'm really feeling that. Yeah. I'm feeling that what's going to happen if we will let it shift to the new, to God's men, women, whatever it is man, then we can come out of this.
Yeah.
We can come, even if we're in it, we can come out of it, because God's going to lead us out. Just like watch from Genesis all the way through, you got to follow those who God has called to lead, because God's speaking to them about what to do and giving them the strategies.
He goes on to say that the founding fathers warned that the republic could only be maintained by a moral and religious people. They assured us we could not survive as a republic with the kind of moral meltdown that we are now suffering and a departure from core religious devotion that we have had. We have not only lost these, but the nation has become increasingly hostile to those of faith. Without another great awakening, we will not survive as a republic much longer. The good news is that the signs of another great awakening are coming.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Don't forget, VFNTV.com, where you can find everything that you ever wanted to know about VFN TV and the daily video program, and so much more. Also, the torch. You'll see a flaming torch in the left-hand corner. Go ahead and select it. With over 3,000, Pat, 3,000 highlights that are available for you, so that you can just search and look and share and pass. A lot of times, the torch allows us to add more to our conversation. We have pictures, we have videos, we have graphs sometimes, and just allows you to take more time to really go deeper, because we only have a limited amount of time on air, but the torch allows you to just get all the related resources and all the related articles, and allows you to go so much deeper. Also, we have different tabs for you under the VFN Torch, where you can look up prophecy, all the prophetic words that have been shared, and there have been quite a few. We have words, wisdom moments. We have original intent, and we have a new one that I'm very excited about, Third Great Awakening. That's what we're believing for. We're here keeping a conversation light. We're here to have a conversation, and with hopes and prayers and belief that a third great awakening is going to touch our nation, and the pendulum is going to swing back. Instead of hearts and minds and actions that are turned away from God, hearts are going to be turned automatically to God and on fire. Mm. So thank you for being a part of this conversation, and thank you for being part of a movement of keeping the conversation light, and that's L-I-G-H-T, the light of the world. And we want to keep Jesus on our minds always. Because he, my goodness, he is the lifter of our soul. We love him, and we just want to do everything that we can to make him famous in the world today.
Before I get started, I do want to say that one of our listeners sent us some information that they felt that Pat, you would be really deeply...
Well, that sounded sinister.
But they're just thinking about you. You know, they're thinking about you.
They feel sorry for me.
Yeah, and some anonymous.
Is this your mom again?
No, she tells me to apologize.
Right.
She tells me to apologize. Your mom said no. No, seriously, they said that, you know, they know how important your looks are, and and, you know, I'm running 10 miles a day, and, you know, all those different things. And they found, they were told, the first thing that came to their mind.
What's the first thing?
The first thing that came to their mind when they saw this was Pat Hamilton on VFN TV.
Wow.
It is something that the Weather Channel has now. It's called Haircast. Serious. They brought it to me. Thank you for thinking about Pat's hair. And so you can actually go and, I guess, go on the Weather Channel. You can hunt, peck around or whatever, and look for the find out what kind of hair day it's going to be.
Oh, that's important to him.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And not speaking about trying to get John to grow hair.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm just glad I have hair.
I don't even look at the hair cast. You know?
In some areas and some other, you know, it's all real. Don't pull on it. Anyway.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, this tremors of a great awakening that we're going to be talking about that is beginning to just tremble in the hearts of the hungry and the desperate. And we'll be talking about them, but we're going to continue on with a prophetic word that several prophetic words as we're talking are all coming together, this great convergence. But this is a fresh word that is the foundation of this conversation that we started in the beginning of the first hour, and we're just gradually, you know, introducing it to you and just telling you we're hearing it as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick up where we left off. It's real important. This lays a foundation for the next part of the word. But he says that the founding fathers warned that the republic could only be maintained by a moral and religious people. They assured us that we could not survive as a republic with the kind of moral meltdown that we are now suffering and a departure from a core religious devotion that we have had. We have not only lost these, but the nation has become increasingly hostile to those of faith. Without another great awakening, we will not survive as a republic much longer. The good news is that there's signs of another great awakening coming. And this is where it begins to talk about the foundations are burning. A couple of years ago, this is Rick Joyner speak, is his prophetic word written down, is him speaking. A couple of years ago, I had a vivid dream of America. In the dream, America was a log cabin, and every room in the cabin was a different part of America. I was being taken through it on a guided tour of each room. As we were going, little fires would break out, which my guides would just stamp out and continue on as if it was normal. I was very disturbed by this, so I looked through one of the holes that had been burned through the floor to see what was causing the fires. I was astonished to see the entire foundation of the house on fire. I knew that the entire house was either very close to collapse or exploding into flames. This is our present condition.
So hold on. So let's describe that a little bit then. So these little fires are coming through the floor. And so it looks like originally these are just fires starting in rooms or parts of America. But when you look under the log cabin, it was like on a stove, a fiery flame. Yeah, the whole cabin was on fire.
Yeah.
Underneath
yeah.
was on fire. And it was just coming through a little bit. So the things we're seeing right now in America, prophetically, what he's saying is that's coming from this huge furnace of fire underneath America right now. And we're just seeing little things pop up here and there. But if you pull back America, spiritually speaking, you would see that our foundation is on fire.
Wow. Yeah.
Right?
And and man's futile attempt to stamp it, you know, stomp out some little flame that's happening. Let me tell you something. It's all on fire.
How guilty are we quite often for just dealing with what the little shallow things and not getting to the source?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, what's the root cause of this? Why do I do what I do? What is happening here? Why is this continuing to go on? You know, what's happening in this region? Why does that type of thing?
Yeah. So he continues that this is our present condition and we do not have much time left. In this dream, I wanted to run from the house. I was told not to run, but to grab a hose and put the fire out. This gave me the courage to think that the fire could yet be put out and the house could be yet be preserved without total destruction. In scripture, water often represents the word of God, and this dream indicates that this is the only thing that can save us. I mean, we've said it, you know, so many times that it's the word, it's God's word, and we have to abide with God. When you're hearing that from George Barna's stats that only 19% of believers are actually in the word of God and only 3% find that it's their spiritual responsibility, their own spiritual responsibility for their own spiritual development, we're in trouble. The word of God, we need to return back to the true foundation. He goes on to say that even as far as we have drifted from morality and religion, yet and still over 90% of Americans still believe in God and over 65% claim to be born again Christians. If these are awakened, we could yet survive. We would still need to do a lot of work to restore what has been consumed in our foundations, but that would be much better than losing the entire house.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Isn't it so cool? All of our Facebook fans out here and our friends that are just connected and listening all around the world.
Right.
You know, if you haven't yet friended us or liked us, I guess they call it. Right. When you choose like on our Facebook, it just keeps all the posts. If there's a post made about what's an upcoming program, a highlight, something, it just shows up, I guess, on your Facebook. Mm. You can go to VFNTV.com and under areas to follow us, and you can just follow through our Facebook right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure can.
But it's just really cool. We want to say hello and a shout out to all of our Facebook friends that are out there. It's exciting how the message is going out and the feedback that we're getting. And we want to encourage you not only to go to our Facebook and like us, but once you've done that, you know, share some of these highlights and encourage your fellow brother, your sister, your family member, those people that are in your group of friends that are in your Facebook. So many people need to be encouraged. It's just really, really cool. Also, on your application, right there on your Android or your iPhone or your iPad, they're in the menu choice on the VFN TV app. You have our Facebook right there. You can click there, follow through, and like us.